Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
What do you think about Threads?
Look, bro, I think if they can just... I obviously I want to know your opinion on that. But if they can just... Because I don't know why these niggas don't have an edit button. Like, where's the
it's
edit?
Coming. It's coming.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, do you think they're going to charge niggas for that?
Don't waste your time on that. It's coming.
Okay. Because, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, that's where I feel like Twitter had a big-ass misstep by charging niggas for the edit feature. Like, that's... I'm like, come on. What are y'all niggas doing?
So before they had a blue check, I paid for Twitter because I like the bookmark features because I was doing a lot of social media accounts for like the blogs and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would get content and put it in the bookmarks.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the edit tweets and stuff like that. I was able to compartmentalize information and news. And so I paid for Twitter Blue back in August.
Oh, okay.
They rolled out the verification process in February.
Fair.
So I had it like a whole 6 months before the verification process. But about Threads, I think Threads is going to do everything that Twitter is not doing and then some. You know, all the stuff we love about Twitter and the edit feature, Threads is definitely going to do that.
Got you.
They're going to do everything and they're going to make it better. Meta, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want to call those people, are like Apple. You know how Apple, everybody do their little features. Apple let Android do it first and be cool and like everybody with those free Boost Mobile phones. Shout out to Boost Mobile. No problem with Boost Mobile, but they give you a free Android if you sign up with them for a year. And they people be trying to show their features and shit. Whatever. Apple will get it in 3 years from now. Apple will perfect it.
Apple will perfect it. And it will look clean and the experience will be straight.
Yeah, and that's what Facebook, Meta, whatever we're calling them, that's what they're doing. They all the shit they see us complain about on Twitter, they are...
They're taking notes.
Correct. We're going to get an edit button. We're going to get a fucking...
I heard drafts. I heard niggas want drafts.
We're going to get all that. We're going to get all
that. Niggas want drafts.
I'm pretty confident in Threads. I'm pretty confident in it. I think that it's going to be space for both Threads and Twitter. Twitter is going to be a little bit more unhinged, what it is now, right? And Threads is going to be more personable and more professional and like cleaned up. Because one thing we do know about Meta, I'm going to call them Meta because they call Meta now, right?
Yeah.
One thing that Meta do is they don't play about their violations. If somebody reports your ass, they would take your page down. They would send you a violation. They would shadow ban your shit. Twitter, you could do whatever you want to do on Twitter.
Nigga, Twitter is
the
like
wild, the wild, wild west. But in turn two, I think that's going to increase. Whenever Elon figure out whatever he's going to do with Twitter, I think that Twitter had. I think they both have potentials to exist at the same time and serve audiences and purposes. I think they both have capacity to
be
successful.
I feel that. I feel that. Because Threads could be just a twin. Like the more calm, like you said, like the more calm down, suit and tie twin.
So the biggest thing about Threads, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about Threads that I like is that they authenticate these accounts. So it ain't fucking Nicki Minaj called Nicki Minaj Wisconsin fighting with me in my mentions like on fucking Twitter. It ain't a bot account. You know what I mean? It ain't a Stan account. You can't really do that on Instagram and have like Stan accounts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or have like bot or hate accounts. You can't really do that on Instagram.
On
you
Instagram.
Have to connect your Instagram. You have to connect your Facebook. You have to fucking text your phone number. You know what I mean? On Twitter, you don't have to do any of that.
Twitter
shit.
Is, yeah. So, it's just a wild
so on Instagram, we definitely will be talking our threads. We're going to definitely be talking to real people.
Real people.
Versus Instagram. It's kind of the wild, wild west. I'm tired of seeing porn on Twitter. I don't have nothing against porn. Porn is fun. Free porn is amazing.
You know what's scary? It's interesting how easy, like how crazy it is to find that shit on there. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's a little weird.
Your titties on my timeline, and then post your child's birthday party in the next tweet.
That's just crazy.
That's just the weirdest shit to me.
That shit is jarring.
And I don't like that.
You don't rock with that shit. That shit is trash.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just like kind of separate the two, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be getting excited because I see some titties. Then, you know,
next minute you'd be like, oh shit.
And I see a kid right? Now. Like, I feel like a whole, you know what? You know. So, I just don't like the porn game. I have a lot of kids in my family that be on my phone, so they be going through my shit. I don't have nothing crazy on there.
Yeah.
But if they pull up my Twitter, I can't control these people posting porn.
And you seen that shit on your feed, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I like Meta for inventing or doing threads, and I like how they handle their platforms and their entities. We're not going to see all that crazy stuff on threads.
I hope not. I really like threads. You know what I'm saying? I really like threads.
It looks like Twitter, too. I'm just like, fuck.
It does.
But I like it, man. I like the Facebook and Instagram integration. I think that just it helps. It makes it seem we don't need DMs on Threads because you just click on the top and go to the page, which is another avenue for a person to interact with your page and like photos, look at your reels, whatever. They don't need DMs.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
They need an edit button. They need a way to save tweets.
You want to hit me, you want to DM me, you can just go to Instagram.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want the traffic on that page anyway. You know what I mean? I want the engagement and interaction. I think they're doing a great job, and I think it's going to do well. I think it's really going to do well.
It's interesting that you feel like they can coexist. That's it. It's like very interesting to think about it.
I talk shit everywhere, but I said something on Twitter earlier that I was like, I'm not going to put this on my threads. I don't know what I said. Something stupid. I don't know what I said or something.
Yeah.
I said something crazy that I wouldn't. Because the audiences are different.
You know what it's I mean? Weird, but it's the same niggas, though. It's the same people, niggas. But the energies on these platforms is different. Yeah. Like, Twitter is like where people go to be absolutely diabolical.
I'll cuss somebody out and go back and forth.
On
Twitter. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not doing that on Threads. I'm not necessarily doing that on Instagram.
Right.
Like, I'm not. I'm having more civil conversations on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, but on Twitter, I'm telling the bitch, fuck you, home. I'm about to kill you. You know, I hope you're fucking poke your eyes out. I'm going back and forth all of my time. It looks a mess.
I think it's this funny, man. It's so fucking crazy. Think about it.
Because, listen to this. My work shit is on my Instagram linked to mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
you know, I kind of gotta.
You let loose on Twitter, like, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, whole motherfucking bitch, and da da da, you know. So,
it's the app.
Shout out to Threads, though, and Meta. I'm here for it, man. I'm clocked in.
Yeah, I'm wondering how long it's gonna take.
So, the problem, they're gonna get all the users gonna be. In a couple of days, we'll say we got the most users in the world of social media. Fastest growing social media platform in the world. They're going to say that. We're going to get that news like in a couple of days. I could bet you $5. We're going to get that news. The problem is going to be the usage. Are people going to use it? So Twitter only has 500,000 followers or 500,000 users, active users on Twitter. Meta are not Meta. Threads is going to have, I don't know how much Threads is going to have, right. But they're going to have more users than Twitter, but are they going to be active users? It's a thing.
Do you feel like, because I don't know, my Twitter is weird. I don't really have a lot of engagement, but like the little that I did thread, I guess because I can't say tweet.
Right.
niggas like kind of responded. I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. Like usually,
my engagement is not doing what I wanted to do on Threads. I'm into all that stuff, right. Man.
It's a new app.
Because so. I'm from the generation that created the internet and social media.
Right.
So, you know, but I'm not getting the engagement I want on Threads, so y'all need to turn it up a notch. For real. But I'm gonna be patient with it.
Bro, Pete, we already got, like, it's already the I'm getting a bunch of niggas that I don't fucking follow on my fucking feed, bro. After you said that
shit. They gotta figure that out. They have to have a, I like that though, because I can interact with people that I'm not gonna ever follow.
Right.
I like that, but they need a tab where it just shows people you follow.
Got you.
That feed. But that's gonna happen within a week.
I got like Paris Hills. I'm not fucking following with this lady, dog. You know what I'm saying?
But engage with it.
Yeah.
Engage with it. If she writes something stupid or whatever, just, and you know,
they're more likely to respond.
They're more likely to respond. That's and just see it. Building engagement, and that's helping the platform.
Gotcha.
To collect data and to spy on us.
Facts.
And, you know, I mean, that's just what
that's
it
just
is.
What it is.
So I like that, but I want to see just my feed of the people I follow. But we're going to have that in a week. They're rolling it out. They're going to do a great job. The only concern I have with Threads is the usage. If people are going to use it a lot. How they use Twitter. That's the only thing. Yeah. Because it's hot today and it probably would die down to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wonder what the consistency
is. I'm telling you, bro, if they get that edit button, and like do some shit with like drafts, that shit is gonna be, it's gonna be tougher for Twitter to exist because Elon is, that nigga is like a mad scientist.
He is.
But he's not necessarily responding to shit well
at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can see as far as the cause didn't that nigga like throttle the platform with like X amount of tweets that we can see,
yeah,
and whatnot. I'm like, you're gonna think I'm a big nerd, fool. You know what I'm saying? But like, I thought about Ready Player One. You seen the movie before?
No.
So anyway, the movie is basically, if you think about, think about maybe The Matrix, and like just the essence of having to plug into, you know what I'm saying, a space that's like video gaming, right? But it came to a point where they shut the platform down on like Tuesdays and like Thursdays.
Right.
So I was like, okay, maybe he's trying to get niggas. And the whole point of that was to try to get niggas to actually engage with real life. Obviously, that's not, it's Elon. He wants niggas to be on his platform. He's not fucking altruistic. You know what I'm saying? But I thought about that. I'm like, okay, maybe that gives niggas time, more time to, you know, tap in with other shit. Right. But then it's like, right.
So you know why they did that?
No, I don't.
So Twitter pays Google for their servers, and Twitter did not pay Google, or they're trying to reduce what they pay Google monthly for their servers. So
gotcha.
For them to do that, Elon Musk is telling us to reduce usage of on Twitter, and Google and Twitter did not pay their Google bill. So in turn,
that's what niggas.
That's
getting.
Why that's why that's happening with the. You only can see so many tweets per day.
500, right.
Ghetto, okay. Some ghetto ass shit.
It is some ghetto
and
ass shit.
So Twitter don't, and again, do your own research, because I could be telling you anything, but this is, I'm paraphrasing here. Meta has their own servers and their own cloud system. Twitter doesn't.
Oh,
Twitter
shit.
Rents out space.
Space.
From Google.
From Google.
They didn't pay their bill. So Elon was like, fuck it, I'm not going to pay the bill. I'm going to
just throttle this shit. Fuck.
Correct. That's what's happening.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so.
That makes sense.
Elon Musk, though, man. I know you listen to ASAP. You just gotta fucking stop being. Get that shit back to Jack. You know what I mean?
Follow me at Steven Spicer Zero everywhere.
Not Sean Allen everywhere.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.